It's 75 degrees in Carbondale, 72 in Mount Vernon, and 69 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. We start our day with a mostly clear sky, but clouds are headed this way, as is a chance for showers and thunderstorms. A high around 95 degrees today, winds less than 5 miles an hour. The chance of rain increases throughout the day and into tonight, where we'll see a low of 66. Then a change by tomorrow, partly cloudy sky with a high of 81. Governor Pat Quinn's administration has agreed to stop moving inmates out of prisons that Quinn plans to close, at least for now. As Brian Mackey reports, it's a temporary victory for the union that represents prison workers.
AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, says the agreement is an important first step. Spokesman Anders Lindahl says Governor Quinn's administration has been reckless in its rush to move troubled inmates from the Supermax prison at TAMS. He says dangerous prisoners were sent to facilities that are not ready to handle them.
That poses a threat to the safety of prison employees, to the safety of orderly offenders who might be at risk from violent inmates. It poses a risk, ultimately, to the public safety.
Of course, it also poses a risk to the jobs of hundreds of members of the state's largest public employee union. The state and union are to meet with an arbitrator next week on the issue of safety related to the closures. But the union ultimately would prefer to stop the closings altogether. And on that score, it's not clear AFSCME can prevail. Quinn says he's committed to closing the prisons, and although lawmakers left money in the budget to keep them open, Quinn used his veto power to turn it down. I'm Brian Mackey.
Inmate transfers are on hold until a judge in Alexander County reviews the situation at the end of next week. The wife of imprisoned former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich says she's not happy with delays in the appeals process for her husband's convictions. The former Illinois First Lady, Patty Blagojevich, tells WFLD-TV in Chicago the process is incredibly frustrating and that the Blagojevich children miss their father. Back in March, Blagojevich began serving a 14-year sentence on 18 corruption convictions, which included charges he sought to sell or trade President Barack Obama's old U.S. Senate seat. WFLD reports transcripts from his two trials have not yet been completed for the appellate court. Last month, the court reporter filed a request for an extension to get those finished. The Illinois Child Welfare Agency has agreed in court to hire more people to investigate claims of abuse and neglect. A spokesman says the Department of Children and Family Services hopes to have 100 additional investigators in place by October. Kendall Marlowe said yesterday that means each investigator will get 9 new cases each month, and that's well under the court-imposed limit, which is generally 12 new cases each month. The agency will reach that staffing goal by cutting administrative jobs and moving people to investigations. The American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois calls the agreement an important step in reversing problems at the agency, which has been hit with deep budget cuts. A new Illinois law creates a commission which is tasked with helping increase high school graduation rates. Governor Pat Quinn signed 3 education-related bills into law at a Chicago middle school yesterday.
It is about the children and their education and their health and staying in school. We want our students to stay in school and graduate from high school.
One law creates the Commission for High School Graduation Achievement and Success. That group has to present a report to lawmakers by November. Another law requires Illinois schools to make health exam statistics, including immunizations, publicly available. And a third allows Chicago schools to create a program intended to help students of different backgrounds break down barriers. Illinois' Cameras in the Courts pilot program is just a bit more than 6 months old, and a spokesperson for the state Supreme Court says so far everything appears to be working fine. Joe Tybert says all of the status reports from chief judges indicate no media disruptions during proceedings, but Tybert says they're still waiting for the big test.
One thing we have not seen yet is a full trial before a jury in which multiple media are present and interested. In other words, a high-profile trial.
Tiber says that test will come in Whiteside County, where accused killer Nicholas Sheely goes on trial next month. Expect an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms today and a high of 95 degrees.